A crowd of onlookers gathered around a demonstration area at Park City Mountain Resort, ready to watch a group show off their skills. But there were no skiers or snowboarders sporting their tricks in this group, but instead, avalanche dogs and their handlers were demonstrating their expertise. Avalanche dogs are probably the most popular employees at any ski resort, especially a puppy like Lily, a 15-week-old lab whose mug has shown up all over Facebook since she came to work at Park City Mountain Resort. Ski patroller and dog handler Hutch Foster says Lily was so tired she didn't show up for the demonstration at the resort's base, but he says she's busy learning some basic skills.
She can get used to being on snowmobiles, around skiers, pawed at by kids, the sound of helicopters going back and forth, all those things that would be distracting to most of our pets in the moment where we need their focus, right? So in that avalanche scene, all those things are happening, snowmobiles, skiers, helicopters, and we do not want the dogs distracted by that when they're looking to work.
Foster says the dogs are further trained to find buried skiers using their keen sense of smell and their ability to dig. He says near a resort, they might just save your life someday.
For a rescue to be effective, a dog would need to be on an avalanche scene in about 15 minutes. Right? Our test scenario is a 20-minute search. If you figure an avalanche victim has half an hour, you can see that we need to be there quickly. And so the reason that we train for lives is that with dogs here at the ski resort, should something happen on the fringes, someone in a closed area, where something goes wrong, we could get a dog there quickly and actually have an opportunity for a rescue.
While Lily was sleeping, the other avalanche dogs were excited to show the crowd what they do best. Andy Van Houten is also a ski patroller and dog handler at the resort. He says there are 5 avalanche dogs, and they're a mix of breeds.
4 certified dogs and 1 puppy in training right now. Okay. So you kind of steer towards like the hunting dogs.
The dogs are busy throughout the whole season. They learn some basic skills like riding a chairlift, in addition to learning how to search, sniff, and dig.
That's why we start them young, so we kind of get them used to it. Nah, most dogs do pretty well with it. Some dogs don't like it, but they tolerate it. Zeke, he's good for about half of a chair ride on like Payday and Bonanza and stuff, and then he starts barking because he knows when we get off the top we're going skiing. And that is as good as it gets for him. He loves just to run, full bore down the run. As we work our way up the mountain, he gets energy out, and then he gets better. Jupiter is his favorite chairlift. He doesn't bark on Jupiter. I don't know what it is about that chair, but he loves it. He kind of just has both paws over the front of the seat. He likes it too, I think, because he can see what's going on all over. It's like a big car ride.
Jen Saba and her 8-year-old daughter Carly are visiting from New York, and although Carly spent the whole day in ski school, she wasn't going to miss visiting the avalanche dogs. Before the demonstration, they didn't know such a thing existed, but Carly says she feels safer after seeing how well they can find something buried under the snow.
I love them. Really good at finding things. Yeah, they buried them under the snow, and then they found them. Yep. They smell the thing because they're smelled with human. They smell like people, and they can find it.
She says some dogs were faster in digging up the buried item than others.
Sometimes longer and sometimes shorter.
Yeah.
Depends on the dog.
Oh, some were better than others?
Yeah.
The yellow lab went right for the first, that one piece of clothing.
And then really Stella, she just ran around and didn't find anything for a long
time. That's right.
You can find the dogs online at their very own Facebook page, Park City Avalanche Dogs, and also see photos of the now practically famous puppy, Lily. I'm Lynn Weir-Peak, KPCW News.